You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy-to-learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode. What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On today's episode, we have a great friend of mine. You're too funny, man. His name is Guillermo Olivo. He is a badass. He is one of my industry homies. Love him to death. Love what he's doing. Love to support everything he's doing. He supports everything that I'm doing. So it was only right that we talk today, man, and that you talk to my people about all of the amazing things you have going on. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you can't see where Guillermo is. So I direct you towards YouTube or download our app and you'll have access to all of the videos. hustleinspireshustle.com/app. And you'll be able to see Guillermo right now. He's sitting in a room full of some very interesting things. What do we have back there? So you guys understand, all of the walls in the room are lined with collectible toys. There's a big warship. There is some Star Wars characters back there. What else we got back there, man?
Well, the warship, as you call it, is the USS flag, which is pretty much the holy grail of G.I. Joe collectibles.
I just shitted on that, didn't I? I should have known that.
No, that's fine. You call it a warship. It is a warship. It just has a name. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Hey, guys, Guillermo has been very, very special to me for many years. He's been such a great guy. I love that I met him, and I love to see the things that he's doing. Guillermo is a creator. Guillermo is a content creator. Guillermo is a visionary. He has so many cool ideas that the world is going to see one day, and they're already seeing it. He has a show on Amazon right now called Plastic Crack, and that's why there's a whole bunch of plastic behind them. The show is about Guillermo. Go ahead and break it down for them.
Well, it's not about me. I'm not on the show. It's about collectors and mm-hmm. the toy collecting community. Plastic Crack is a very fun way to say that once you get that taste of that plastic, you want to have them all. And then you just go. We use that drug analogy in a very naive and very nice way, but we call it Plastic Crack because we explore what's behind a toy collector, what motivates, what triggers this conduct, what makes a full, apparently sane, grown-up man to load up a house with collectible figures that, you know, and in that journey, we just went through a bunch of amazing recollections and reasons why, and it was an amazing journey.
Now, how many episodes are out right now?
We have season one is currently streaming. It's already on Amazon and Vimeo. But season one is 4 episodes. Every season is going to have 4 episodes. Season two is currently on hold due to the obvious circumstances.
Yes.
And there's a third season in the making as well. So it's going to be a compound of 3 seasons.
Now, this is not something you're just doing overnight. Why don't you give us a little bit of background of your experience in the industry, what you've done over the last, I don't know, 20 years of your career, how you scale to where you're at now.
Something like 20 years, I will say. Well, I my journey has been very interesting because I started studying what I do. I do television, I do films, I do short films. I'm working on TV content mostly. But then I took like a detour into live entertainment and live concerts. And I spent quite a big chunk of my life touring and stuff like that, which actually helped me when I came back to the film industry, because I came with a staging a pretty much perspective of things and how to my sometimes my takes on lighting is different than the norm. I'm dangerous enough in audio to address things in a different way. And I believe that my experience, every experience is positive, and every experience down the road helps you to get where you want to go. So I don't know, in a nutshell, it's been a very interesting journey that has taken me through a myriad of fronts, and I'm super happy where I'm at.
What are some of the projects that you remember most that like you're most proud of that you've done?
Man, it's crazy because, like I said, I've been in different fronts, and I don't know. I mean, the first concert that I was involved in, Madison Square Garden, was like a big staple in my career. It was the first time walking in New York into the Garden. Not everybody plays in that venue. And being there and knowing that I was there and that I was being part of that was a big moment for my career. But I don't know. I can't recount, like, work being the stage manager of the Latin Grammys was another high point of my career.
Recently, of course,
we did a special in Christmas that was we filmed 12 different musical performances for a Christmas special that became a Blu-ray DVD in Mexico for Sony, and we secure a terrace in the Rockefeller Center with the St. Patrick in the background, and I was able I directed the whole thing, and I was able to do the shots the way I wanted it, the way I envisioned it, and that for me.
Where they filmed Spider-Man, like in the roof?
Correct.
Oh my God, that spot is beautiful. I love that. I've never been up there, but I've always seen it, and I'm always downstairs when I'm walking around, and wow, bro, that's amazing.
It was funny because when we went scouting with the company, we're talking about music videos, and I made the Spider-Man reference, of course, being the geek that I am.
Yeah, of course.
And everybody was like, what are you talking about?
The hell are you talking about?
Spider-Man was standing right here.
Right here, where he scooped up the girl right there, right?
And I literally had a camera facing that way because you have the church in the bed.
Of course. The cathedral's right back there.
I had moments, and there are moments within moments, they're all war memoirs.
You traveled a lot too, man. You've been all over the place.
Yeah. Well, in my line of business, I noticed many years ago you can't be stationary. You have to move. You have to hustle. And I love the name of your show because if someone that I know, and I think we click since day one because of that, because for those of you who are fully aware of Alex, and for those of you who don't, like, this guy is hustling 24/7. It doesn't matter if it is a Sunday. It doesn't matter if it is a Tuesday night or Tuesday morning. Alex is always hustling. So when you told me that this was going to be the title of the show, I was like, yeah, of course, that's on point, because that totally represents your journey. You're always hustling and always trying to get to the next level. And I appreciate your words at the beginning, but it's the other way around. It's been a pleasure for me to try to pitch in and try to help in any form, of any degree, and all the magical stuff that you're working on. You're always into cool stuff. And I'm actually super happy that sometimes you call me and I get to pitch in some degree. Like, you're always into cool stuff.
Dude, I mean, I think it's mutual respect. And that's what I try to teach on the show, for people to build good relationships with people, like really meaningful relationships. Like, try to work with people that you really get along with, that you guys have the same vision towards certain things, but could have differences of opinions also. But just cultivate a really cool culture. Because it's not only that, like, for example, like, we work together, but we also work with Anton and we work with Michelle, and we all get along really well. And we work with Fran. And we're all just cool like that. It's not just like, it's just, once people like that get together, it's much easier to succeed together, because not everything is going to work immediately, or every single endeavor that people collaborate on is going to be the, you know, that thing. But continuing, and the persistence, and the feedback, and just the cultivating of relationships is ultimately what's going to hold you up in difficult moments. Because there will be moments where you're going to have difficult moments. you're going to have money issues probably, personal issues probably, and the people around you working with you and that have seen you working and that believe in you are always going to push you up to doing certain things. I remember when I came to you, Guillermo, with one of our projects, Take a Ride, that which is I just referenced with Anton and that I openly speak about. We were in a moment we were seriously we needed to make some moves, right? And you heard us out. You saw everything that was going on. You have all of this experience, and you said, "Hey, this is what needs to go down. This is how we need to do this, 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 and that." And you opened a whole new universe for us because it was something that we would have never thought about, right? And you just saw that, and you just shifted into the right direction. But just like that, so many other people could shift your life into all of these positive directions. You just have to, first of all, let people help you. Second of all, be as transparent as you can be with people, if not radical transparency, and reciprocate what people are doing for you. I see a lot of people online, man, like it's, there's no real meaningful relationships that I see in abundance anymore.
And networking is essential in any line of work, in any type of business. Like I said, I tour north, south, east, west. I'm only missing two states to be able to say that I've been in every single state of this great country of ours. And
wow,
it takes networking to raise the bar to the next thing. Because when I got tired of going around the whole country, I found a job that allowed me to be home every night because I became a dad and I didn't want to raise my kid through Skype. And, you know, I was able to find that job. But then, of course, next thing you know, I hear someone say, well, you know, we're trying to do this in New Mexico. And do you happen to know anyone there that has a light rate? And I raise my hand. And I go, I know who to call. And that networking that I foster.
Yeah, you have a guy for everything or a girl for everything.
Right.
you seriously do, bro.
Well, yeah, but that came with blood, you know.
Yeah.
Sweat and I was just adding to your point. Networking is super important. It's super important because then I was able to escalate very important steps in my career because I just simply knew who to call. Yeah. It wasn't like I had a special superpower. No, I just had the number of someone who could do the right thing at the right time in the right location. You know, I mean, the Pope quit. Who do we call in Rome? And then I knew who to call, you know?
Right.
It sounds a little bit egocentric, but no, it's...
No. Well, in my industry, I feel the same way. I understand you because in my industry, I feel the same way. If I can't call someone, I could call somebody that will call someone and things will get done. But that, honestly, that says a lot about somebody's character to be able to do that because it just goes to show that powerful people in big places trust you, pick up the phone for you, move for you. And it just shows that you're somebody that keeps your word, does a good job, and is reputable. So that's also really good. I mean, it can sound egocentrical at times when you do have access to certain things that other people don't. But honestly, it's a free game out here. Anybody can make connections out here. There's a bunch of beautiful things happening out in the world. All you got to do is go find them. They're not going to come find you most of the time. So if you go find these connections, these people, you build relationships. So many of the people that I'm friends with now and that I do things with now weren't even known before for their businesses or their services, or they weren't even trying to attempt to do that. And over the years, people develop all these skills. Like first of all, let's talk about how before you didn't want to be on camera and now you got a show. What, you have a podcast now too? I told you I was going to talk about this, man. You would hide from the camera before. You would even make fun of me all the time, messing with me about the walking pictures on that I used to post on Instagram. You're going to take one with me, man. I'm telling you. And now you're on camera now on shows. What's going on?
Not walking. That I
refuse. You can't do those?
To go that far. Even if Michelle asked me. I refuse.
Even if Michelle asked you.
So here's the thing. I mean, we're living in a new world, as we all know. We're walking into this new normal. And this opportunity came up to come up with additional content. Like I'm currently rendering services for newscasts and news outlets because that's what's happening right now. Like I was explaining to you, I concerts, music videos, none of that is happening. We're not filming big gatherings of people. That is not happening. It might not happen throughout the rest of the year. So thankfully, we saw it coming, and we started offering services, production services, news outlet, and we've been busy, thankfully. But
Who's we? Say the name so we know where to find you, because you guys do really great work, and people should hear it.
Good. Well, the company name is US 27 Studios, and you can find us on us27studios.com, I guess.
Of course.
I need to find my webmaster on that.
All right.
So here's the thing. I noticed that there's an overflow right now of news. People want to be in the know. People want to know what's happening. But at the same time, there's the current financial struggle, and there's the current financial uncertainty. We don't really know what's going to happen. So we thought that it was going to be a great idea to come up with content for that niche world that we handle with Plastic Crack, which is toy collectors and the toy collecting communities. They just want to, when they walk into their room, they go back to when they were 7 years old. They didn't know what mortgage mean. They were just happy kids. And that's what happened when you walk into this room. So we're trying to give them additional content for them to unplug, hopefully, from the current situation. So the idea started great. It got approved. It flied up. And then, you know, well, we're quarantined. So who's going to do this? And who's going to talk on camera? And it ended up being me. So it's not my favorite spot. You know that I don't like to be on the spotlight. I prefer to be, I'm a behind the scenes guy. I'm the one behind the viewfinder, not in front of the lens.
Yeah, yeah. You're known for that, man.
Right.
But hey, look, like I tell people on the show all the time, you're stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit. Life offered you an opportunity in times of adversity. You were self-aware enough to understand that this could be a good opportunity, that you're somebody that knows how to do it well. And man, when I started this podcast, like, I wasn't a podcaster, man. Right? You know, you learn, you go through it, and you know, a lot of people like to listen to the podcast, and it takes time. It takes a lot of time for us to put it together. Sometimes I'm on the go and it's hard to record episodes, but I want to be consistent. And, you know, I also want to get really good guests on it so people could get some great value. So, for example, right now I'm sitting in a backyard right now because that was the only way that I could record the podcast today if I was in this backyard. Are you going to hear a plane go by? Probably. There's fucking birds in the back squawking. Cool. But you got to do what you got to do, right?
In this new world that we're walking in, it's time to reinvent yourself, and it's time to take new risk, and it's time to look the other way. And yeah. you can't be during quarantine. You shouldn't be stationary. And this is something that you and I resonate a lot because we're always moving. We're always moving. We're always going somewhere else. And what do you do when you're confined to four walls? You got to keep moving. Otherwise, you're going to start just climbing the walls. So
yeah,
better way than to express yourself with so many tools that we have right now, like podcasting. I encourage people, go out and make a YouTube channel. Go and talk about your stuff, talk about your niche. You never know. I was always the guy behind the camera, and I want to still, you know, keep that spot. Yeah, I don't want to be in front of the camera. It's just a momentum right now that I have no choice.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
I had John Brenkis on the podcast last week, and he talked about, you guys have a very similar story from that perspective, because he had the show, he had the whole concept, the whole idea, and it ended up being him who did it. Like, who was in front of the camera. They could have, you know, he talked about it, you know, they could have gone and got this guy or that guy or this guy or that guy, but the people around the show felt like he was the person for that show at that moment, at that time. They didn't necessarily mean that he was going to continue to do that, but it developed into so many other things, so many cool things that he's been able to do, which is pretty cool to hear, because I like to find common denominators in conversations with people who do great things. And I believe that once you study those common denominators, you don't have to adopt them all into your routine or your lifestyle. But once you start seeing these things, you start saying, okay, well, I'm seeing a lot of commonalities here. Successful action, successful habits. Maybe I should keep an open mind and look at all the great things that are happening. This is so cool that you're podcasting now, man.
Yeah, well, it's actually going to be a show on Amazon, and the audio version of it is going to be a podcast. So,
what is the show, Michelle, that you watch that's a podcast on Netflix?
Midnight Gospel.
The Midnight Gospel.
Think Toys. Talking about toys.
Toys. Okay. I like that, man. Okay.
You mentioned Michelle. Going back to networking, if you don't mind me connecting ideas.
Of course.
I believe that not burning bridges is one of the keys to success. Because, yeah, I can have everyone's number in everyone's city. But if you treat them right when you met them, if you had a good experience, if you were polite, if you respected them as professionals, and if you make sure, which is very important, that they got paid, you betcha that every time that you pick up that phone, they will do whatever it takes because you were that guy who treated them well. You were that guy who didn't gel. You were that guy who got them paid. That's the client that they want to have every time that you're in town.
Ideal client traits, yep.
Correct. But in the other way, now going the other direction, and hence why I mentioned Michelle, I believe if you ask me right now, what's the key to the success that I might have, because success is very subjective, right? But what's the key of the success in my case, if you ask me? And I don't have to think too much to tell you that my biggest achievement so far has been putting together the team that I have. My biggest assets is every single member of my team, because without them, I cannot do the things that I ended up doing. I'm like a wolf of my pack, and I'm very, on that sense, I'm very alpha, but I'm also take care of my pack. And you have an amazing element with Michelle. I told you since day one.
Yeah.
Just rocks. And you know that I listen to your show, and I'm super happy to be the first one mentioning her.
Of course. And you know what? I think it's good for people to understand that. And to give people opportunities to grow with you. I talk about it often here, where I'm recording here and people are listening to my voice and probably seeing my face, but I'm not by myself out here. This is a lot of people's hard work. It takes a village, man. Everyone that contributes, and whatever project I'm working on, because I could name many people and many teams, but specifically in this moment, you're talking about Michelle, and Michelle is the best. Michelle is a badass. She's smart, and she's helped also the team have a really good culture, which is, you know, learning together, growing together as a team. We all, like, we read the same books, we discuss ideas about those books, we study together, we send each other notes from things that we're learning about. It's just really cool because, like, you could literally go speak to another person that is exactly on your frequency. You don't have to struggle to talk about a specific thing. It's just very easily communicated, very easy flow. And in doing that, I realized that once you keep replicating that into every person you work with, it's key. Like right now, you know, even some of our virtual assistants, like, we train them so well. We make them the best standard operating procedures. We send videos. We do this. We do that. We answer all the questions that they have. And we try to be as helpful as we can, because we've realized and we've seen historically, companies can have a lot of people working for them. But what did coronavirus show us for a lot of people? When the tide recedes, you find out who was swimming naked. A lot of people are a lot of show and have a lot of people, a lot of big buildings, a lot of nice cars. But what happens when 2 weeks of bad business hits you? You're all of a sudden bankrupt. All of your shit's upside down and everybody lost their job. You got to make sure that you cultivate a culture that is efficient with people that work really well. So you don't need 10,000 people to do the same thing maybe 1,000 people could do. And then those 1,000 people could have better job security, could continue to grow and then provide more opportunities. Before, I used to have the mindset of, I have to have a huge team. I have to have a massive team because I have to be the guy with the biggest team, because the guy with the biggest team wins, right? Not necessarily. Sometimes the guy with the smallest team.
Okay.
It's who you have in that team. It's not a matter of quantity, it's quality.
It's quality
of individuals. We had a gig, which was a very rough gig. It was in a terrace in Vegas, right? So this was before the Latin Grammys, and the company wanted to take advantage of all the artists that were already booked for a show. So mm-hmm. they booked a bunch of them, and they decided to lock down a terrace with a very specific view of the strip. And their mentality was, well, let's do 12 musicals. Let's just call them up every now and then in one day. And let's just run musicals back to back to back to back. And then, you know, we're going to get 2 hours of content. And the finance people walked in. And then that's when they call us. Because it turns out that when they did the scout, they didn't notice that the elevator was the size of my door. It wasn't a cargo elevator.
Like an elevator in Europe.
A myriad of things that, of course, is a terrace that was not designed to take a 40-foot long stage. So they call me up. I go there, and it sounded cocky, but I go, I can make this happen, because they wanted to do it in the same day, as long as I have my team involved.
Yep.
I can't make it with your team. I'll do it with my team, because it takes a village. It takes a village of very niche, very high-end professionals and very precise elements within that configuration to make
it work.
Yeah.
You're like Dominic Toretto summoning everybody in the Fast and the Furious franchise, putting some shit together. But hey, you know what? I notice it a lot, because sometimes we work with other companies. You know, it's all love to everybody we work with, but sometimes we work with other companies and we see the way that they operate. And it's stressful, bro. It's really fucking stressful. It's like, wow, like I want to teach you. I want to show you. And that's why I put out the material I put out. That's why we have the app. That's why we have all of the free material on the podcast and everything, because we want people to learn. But you got to learn. You got to put it into action. You can't just hear things or say you want to do things and not do them. You got to go do them. And once you do them, you get better. And the confidence that comes with getting better, and the self-assurance that comes with knowing that you're growing, even though you're not maybe where you want to be and don't have exactly what you want right now, because most of what you want is probably material anyways. As long as you know you're moving in the right direction with the right people doing really cool things, ain't nothing going to get in your way and not in the way of your motivation. Like, I've had some difficult moments in business, dude. Like, I have, for sure. And that's what keeps me going.
And never assume that you know it all.
No.
I've been doing this for 20 years and I learn new things every day.
Yeah.
That everyday learning, because you know, it things change, processes change, things get better ways to do it. So that assumption of knowing, like, of course, you have the ground base cover, but always be open to know, always be open to learn, always to be open to new things. Like, going back to Michelle, she beat the crap out of me playing Street Fighter, and no one has been able to do that in 30 years.
Okay, so give you guys some context. we were at a bar with Guillermo, and it's like an arcade bar. And what game was it?
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. Okay, so nobody's ever beaten Guillermo in Street Fighter. And he was very proud of that. Like, I thought he was joking when he first said it, but I was like, wait, no. He's actually serious about this. Like, nobody's ever beat him. So we're at a bar, and he decides to start playing with Michelle, and she beat you on the first game?
Yeah, it took him 3 times.
Oh, my bad. But you remembered. I love that. He's like, wait, let's get it straight. It took her 3 times, but she beat me. And then you gave her an action figure after that. It was
the action figure of the character that she used.
That she used to beat you.
As a trophy.
She almost cried. And then when we went to Japan, we tried to find you some really cool toys over there, but we were only there for like 24 hours.
Correct.
On our way to Bali. And we just, it was difficult, man. We got lost for like 6 hours trying to find an Airbnb. And like, we didn't understand shit, and our phone didn't work.
Japan is another game.
At one point, we just chilled and we're like, "All right, we're lost. Let's just take pictures of cool shit and like enjoy it while we're here, right?" We're really grateful to be able to travel. Like, the whole team, like, we've been able to travel. We travel with Gio, we travel with Daniel, multiple cities. When we do the speaking engagements, when we do the speaking tours, we go 4 or 5 people. We have to record the podcast, we have to film and the photography and all the content to put out so people could continue to listen to the content that we're doing. It's a lot of work, man. Sometimes it's very hectic. I see guys that do a lot of these events. They do great work. They have great presentations, but they walk in and they walk out and they're gone. But for us, we got to show up before the pre-production, the post-production, to make sure that people could listen to it outside the event. Because, you know, you'll have 200, 300, 400, 500 people at the event, but we want to be able to impact people at a global scale. That's why 95 countries are listening to this podcast right now. So we put in a lot of effort into it. And mind you, this is not our business. So we talk about it often. Like, Hustle Inspires Hustle is a platform where we teach free content to people, as much free content as we can to people. But our main business is advertising. We run an advertising agency. And when I talk about the team, is mostly the advertising agency, because we do have a team for advertising. We have a team for Hustle Inspires Hustle. It has a lot of the same team members, some new ones in other areas. So we have kind of like a mixed, like a hybrid. But like I was getting back to the point we were speaking before, it takes a village.
It takes a village. And that is always going to be your best asset, regardless of what you do, regardless of your line of work. Make sure you surround yourself with the best individuals, and the sky's the limit.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for the people that I work with. Like, sometimes I just, even like in a difficult moment, I'll be like, damn, we're going through some missions right now. But I look and I'm like, all of them have a positive, like, outlook. Like, I could come with an issue and everybody will have a way to figure it out. And if they don't, they're going to figure it out. And being able to work in a group with people that are proactive instead of reactive, and with a group of people that don't freak out during adversity, is very important. You got to have level-headed people, because it's easy to fall into a negativity. Very easy. It's
funny that you made that analogy with the Fast and the Furious, because I have like an expert on each gender and everything, but that, you better not mess with my team, because you're gonna find me at the helm of it, like ready to fight. Because these are the people that will take care of me, and I have to take care of them. It has to be in that specific order. You have to take care of your team in order for you to expect for them to take care of you.
It's
like a village, and you're on the same boat. If you don't take the water out, you're all going to sink.
Yeah. It's very important. So, all right. Podcast is going to be on Amazon. Okay. The show is going to be on Amazon. The podcast.
The version is going to be on Amazon. Yeah. Think about it. If you're taking the time to sit down and talk to someone, you might as well just record a video version of it and then have one edited version for audio and one edited version for video. You're squeezing that hour that you're taking from your guests.
I've been trying to do that for a long time, and I've been successfully doing it. I like to do it more often than I usually do. But the first time I heard about that was Gary Vaynerchuk. He was on a stage. I think he was in Europe somewhere, and he said this keynote is going to be a podcast, and it's going to be a video too. And everything that I'm possibly doing out here, we're going to document it, because for the rest of if you start thinking crazy and you start thinking, all right, like, humanity is going to always prevail because we're always going to be smart. I hope we are, hopefully. You never know, man, 100, 200 years, 300 years, that some kid in the future with access to whatever the hell they're going to have access to could find the file with your, like, experience and wisdom and knowledge. And or maybe they want to research, right? Like, imagine being, like, right now, being able to just go in and research things for historical figures. Like, what videos were they uploading? What people were they around? Like, what was the culture like? Like, how were the social norms? How did people treat each other? Like, because right now we're operating a certain way under the world that we're living in. But how's that shit going to be in 200 years, 100 years, 400, 500 years? In Mars with Elon Musk and shit, like...
I'm glad that you're saying that, because of course we have to live in the present. We need to learn from the past. But if you think about the future, if you always have the future present within your perspective, you have to think, you have to say, you don't know if you're going to have kids right now, correct? But if you act in a way, thinking what would my kid feel like or think about what I'm about to do, that will change the way that you react to that situation. You have to think of legacy, but at the same time, you have to make sure that future generations are proud of what you're doing. If you carry that with every single one of your actions, I'll bet you things are going to get better because you're going to see things different. You know, you have to be in the present, but it doesn't hurt to look into the future.
You know, I look to the past a lot for things like that. By the way, it's starting to rain. So, I like to look into the past a lot for that because in the past, people used to be very proud of their last name, of their legacy, of their heritage, of where they came from. Very, very proud of it. And I think people need to start thinking that way more now, especially young people. Like, be proud of the family you come from. And if maybe they're not making you proud right now, then you be the next person that changes that in your family. Then you make everybody proud. And then you're that catalyst for your family.
Change. Be that point where your family, based on your analogy, when your family goes, so there's a before and after him or before and after her. Be that change among the descendants line. I agree. But you have to think ahead. You have to, you need to know where aim. You need to know where you're going for in order to get there. Otherwise, you're just shooting blindly on a range. You have to aim.
Guys, remember to aim correctly. Follow us. Hustle Inspires Hustle. This is Guillermo Olivo. We're going to have to shut this thing down because it's starting to rain. But you will be back soon. And we're going to be talking about the success of your show and your second show, Plastic Crack, and the second one, which I don't know the name of yet, and I'm very happy to hear about it. But Guillermo, keep doing your thing, man. Keep killing it. Keep putting out great material that is helping out a lot of people, entertaining a lot of people, and bringing a lot of cool things to light. We love having you on the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. You know that I strongly respect you and I appreciate you and I am very fond of you. So anything that you need, I'm down and I'll be more than willing to go and help.
There you go, guys. Go find yourself a Guillermo, find yourself an Alex, find yourself some cool people like Michelle and everybody else that we mentioned here today. Be motivated. If you're listening to this right now, go out there, find some really cool people, help them help you. Don't be afraid to do it. It doesn't have to be a lonely route. Entrepreneurship is difficult, but it doesn't have to be difficult and lonely. It could be difficult with a group of people that help you through that difficulty. This is Hustle Inspires Hustle. Alex Quinn, Guillermo Olivo. See you guys next time.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.